Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The title of our message on this most holy day is Holiness plus Love equals the Cross. Based on Matthew 27:46, when our Lord cried out from the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? What do you get when you combine perfect holiness with boundless love? Since we were all young, we knew that 1 + 1 = 2. No surprise. But what do you get when you combine God's perfect holiness with His boundless love? You may be surprised that perfect holiness plus boundless love equals a cry of anguish from the cross. My God, why have you forsaken me? We approach the cross and hear this cry of Jesus. Almighty God's perfect holiness demanded payment for sin. Almighty God's boundless love for sinners provided payment for that sin. His holiness and love collided at the cross, and Jesus, meeting the demand and making the promise, cries out in anguish. Can't you see it? At the cross, all of the forces of the universe converge. Man did his work by nailing the Son of God to the cross. Satan did his work as he fulfilled the prophecy of Genesis chapter 3 by bruising the seed of the woman, that is Jesus. Jesus did his work, for he died according to Scripture, 1 Peter 3:18, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. The Father in heaven did His work by exhibiting both His holiness and His love when His wrath was poured out on His Son. Holy Scripture tells us that at high noon on that crucifixion day, for 3 hours, the sky became dark. Why night at noon? All throughout Scripture, darkness is associated with the judgment of God for sin. In those 3 hours of darkness, Jesus became legally guilty for your sin and for mine. Legally guilty for the sins of the entire world, and for that He was judged. Just think of it. Jesus, legally guilty of child abuse, murder, adultery, armed robbery, wicked gossip, world terrorism. As St. Paul puts it, He, Jesus, who knew no sin, was made sin for us. No wonder a holy God turned His eyes away. No wonder Jesus in anguish cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? All through the gospel accounts, have you noticed? Jesus refers to Almighty God as His Father. I must be about my Father's business. He who does the will of my Father enters the kingdom of heaven. All things have been delivered to me by my Father. Whoever does the will of my Father is my brother and sister. But only here, in the gospel record, does Jesus address His Father as God. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why? Could it be that this change in address signified the break of fellowship between the Father and the Son. At this moment, for Jesus, the Father didn't seem to be acting like a father. He turned away from the sin his Son was bearing. He turned away from the sin his Son had become. He turned away from his Son. Forsaken. That's a powerful word. A man forsaken by his friends. A wife forsaken by her husband. A son forsaken by his father. The hiding of his father's face was the most bitter cup of sorrow our Lord Jesus ever had to drink. And when we say that Jesus suffered hell for us, this is what hell is, being cut off from the presence of the Father. This is the hell that the Father desires for no person. This is the why of, my God, why have you forsaken me? Almighty God turned his back on his Son that he might never turn his back on you. Jesus suffered the hell of forsakenness so that you will never have to experience it. Now please note, the withdrawal of the Father's presence did not mean the withdrawal of the Father's love. In a few hours again, Jesus would call God Father as he would say, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Yet Jesus' forsaken cry of anguish can never be fully understood by us human beings. God the Father forsaking God the Son. No wonder that Martin Luther, when he contemplated this text, agonized over the mystery. And listen to what Luther said. God forsaking God. No man can understand that. St. Paul tries to help us understand when he says in Galatians 3:13, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who is hung upon a tree. Visualize Jesus. Go ahead. Visualize your Lord Jesus hanging on that tree of the cross, covered with what is evil, covered with the sin of the world, covered with your sin and mine, suffering the absolute hell, which means being forsaken by God. And now imagine that one time in your life when you felt utter despair, when you felt utter hopelessness, when you felt utter aloneness. And now multiply that a millionfold, and you're beginning to look into the hell that Jesus endured, the hell that he saved you from. In one of my favorite hymns that's not included in our hymn book, the author Charles Wesley wrote some words that simply can't be beat for their understanding of Jesus and the anguish he suffered for us on the cross. The title of the hymn is Amazing Love. Let me just speak to you one verse. And can it be that I should gain an interest in the Savior's blood? Died he for me? Who caused his pain? For me, who him to death pursued? Amazing love, how can it be that thou, my God, shouldst die for me? My God my God, why have you forsaken me? Why? For you. And thank God for me. Holiness plus love equals the cross. But this is not where the story ends. For it may be Friday, but Easter Sunday is coming. In the name of Jesus, amen.